Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and Dancing in the Street. Well, being diagnosed with an illness can be stressful and concerning. And keeping positive and occupied isn't that easy, is it? But one Northamptonshire mum is doing all she can to make her diagnosis of Stargardt's disease, a degenerative eye disease, a positive one. Let's talk to Katie Beryl. Thank you for coming in.
That's okay. Thank you for
what
having me.
What is Stargardt's then? And have I said that right?
Yes, you have.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
It's Stargardt's. And it's it normally starts earlier in life. It's a juvenile eye disease. And you have a build-up of lipofuscin on your macula.
Which is what?
To an optician, it'd look like yellow or white flecks on your macula. And it progressively builds up over all of your macula. And your macula is what provides your central vision and gives you all your detailed vision for reading, driving, looking at faces. So the more it builds up on your macula as it is progressive, it just takes more and more of your central vision, unfortunately.
So how did you know you'd got a problem?
I didn't have a clue.
Oh, okay.
I went to my local opticians. My mum took me every 2 years, so I just carried it on, and I'd started to notice that things in the distance, I was struggling to get a proper focus on them, and it was starting to look a bit out of focus. So I just thought I'd mention it to my opticians. I'd probably need some glasses, and he did all the usual things, tried to get my vision down to 20/20, you know, when they put the lenses against your eyes.
Is it one or two?
Yeah, exactly that.
I never have any clue whether it's
me
one
neither,
or two.
But I kept saying to him, he's like, is any of that making any difference? And I was like, no, it's not. It all looks the same, to be honest. And he went a bit quiet and he just said, I'm gonna take some photos of the backs of your eyes. You've reached 30 now, and I think it's important. I just have it for my records. And I think he'd realised then that something wasn't quite right, but he stayed calm. And then I waited outside his office while he loaded the pictures onto the computer. And he called me in, and he said, I don't really know how to say this, but these if you look at the pictures, all of that black mass shouldn't be on your macula. And he goes, and unfortunately it's on both your eyes, so I've got to send an urgent referral to your local hospital to have it checked out. He said, don't worry, but obviously I was devastated. I walked out, I was in such a daze. I cried. I went to my husband's work. I rang my mum, and it was just, I did not expect anything like that, to walk in there and be told that.
So what happens? I mean, will it get worse?
Yes. They found mine quite mild. With all the equipment and stuff they have at opticians now, they find these things a lot easier than they used to. And with the camera work that they can do and stuff, it was picked up quite early on. I can see the vision I have lost now. I have quite a lot of blind spots that actually form a solid circle, but luckily I can still see out of the very centre. So I'm still able to drive and read, and at the moment I can still recognise loved ones just about. I do struggle from a distance. Like if I'm at the back of a group at school and my little boy's coming out, I sometimes, because they all dress the same, I sometimes can't tell it's him. But he knows that, and he's really good. He will come up to me and find me. So
it must have been an awful shock for you, Katie, because it's your eyes, isn't it?
And I think this is just what is not understood, and so I do get a bit emotional talking about it.
Take your time.
But I think because it's because there's no cure, and you go in and you're just told that you have this blinding eye disease, and there's no cure, I don't think people get the magnitude of that, and how it affects you on a daily basis, really. And just being told that, especially at a young age, is just absolutely devastating. It's just the life I thought I was going to have is not the one I'm going to have now. So
you're trying to do something positive. You're setting up a support group. So tell us, why did you decide to do that?
When I got diagnosed, I didn't want to. I wanted to do something positive. When I was diagnosed, there was just no. I wasn't given any information until I went to Moorfields 4 months after Northampton saw me. I wasn't told how much vision I would lose. I had to Google it all. I didn't get any support groups given to me. Luckily, I have found the Northampton Association for the Blind now, who have been brilliant. And I just thought I need to create something where people can go and talk to others with this, because it's such a lonely condition to have at this age. I did not know anyone else my age that had an eye condition, and I needed to talk to others. So I just thought I'm going to start up a support group where I can talk to others and other people can join and give advice and hope to people that have got this. And I love seeing and hearing about other people's achievements, even though they've lost a good portion of their vision. It just keeps you motivated, and it's just a support network. And we've got an actual meetup, a Stargardt's meetup on Sunday, that's been organised by a lady called Bavna Taylor, that runs Stargardt's Connected. She's organised that so other people with Stargardt's can meet up and, you know, just meet other families, because it's affected my whole family, including my husband. You know, it's been hard for all of us.
Yes. Is it quite rare?
Yes. It's 1 in 8 to 10,000 people have it.
You must wonder why you, mustn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and I do, yeah. And it was also having to find out if my little boy would have it as well. Mm-hmm. That was very hard. But luckily he has less than a 1% chance of actually having this. So
sometimes I think just knowing that you're not the only person, because when you do get that diagnosis, you yeah. must feel like the only person in the yeah. world who's ever been told yeah. anything like
you
that.
You do.
So finding other people to talk about yeah. is a really positive thing to do,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah, I just hope the group helps others with this, so they don't feel alone. I don't want anyone to feel how I did when I was first diagnosed. I did actually accidentally have a duplicated appointment at my hospital, and it was actually there that my husband, because I broke down crying because I thought they'd got more to tell me, but they'd actually just accidentally remade the appointment. And my husband just said, is there any, you know, can we have some support? She doesn't know who to talk to. And they luckily did give me the number for Northampton Association for the Blind. He then put me in contact with the Macular Society, and I did actually have counselling with them, which was brilliant, but it still helped to have that contact with other people that have the same thing. It just makes such a difference. And I'm just trying to get the word out there about my support group, because, you know, so many people have said it's helped, and I know it's helped me, and that's my aim, because there's not really much at all for young people with vision loss. And also people don't realise, because you can't see it on me, like I don't have, my eyes aren't visually, for other people to look at, affected. They still look the same as everybody else's. And, you know, that's where it's so hard. When you've got something that makes you look poorly, it's easier yeah. to get that point across. But it's very hard for people to understand.
And you're right, you know, because we very often think about sight loss as being an old person's thing,
yeah.
don't we? We think
yeah.
about, you know, age-related macular degeneration, all of that stuff, the stuff that, you know, happens to you sadly as you get older.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've started wearing varifocals, so, you know, that kind of thing happens to you. It doesn't happen to young people, does it?
No,
not in most people's minds.
No, I'd never heard of Stargardt's, and nobody I told, when I said I've been diagnosed with Stargardt's, everyone was like, well, what is that? You know, what does it do? What vision are you going to be left with? You know, is it going to make you completely blind?
Do you know just, that?
I will hopefully retain my peripheral vision. The central vision will be what's affected. Sometimes if you have it younger, your peripheral can be affected as well, but that is very, very rare cases. So it will hopefully just be my central.
And hopefully it'll
yeah,
just be essential.
Trying to look at the positives.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just thinking about what an effect that's going to have on your life, because like you say, at the moment you can still drive,
yeah,
you can still read.
Yeah.
Is that going to change?
When I went to Moorfields and got officially diagnosed, they said to me, because you've got the later onset version, you could be driving for 2 years, you could be driving for 10. And that is where it's so hard. They can't tell me. And living with that every day, not knowing, you know, sometimes I'd rather be told, actually, you know, you've got 5 years. It's actually not knowing how long I've got this vision for that is so difficult. And the thing is, I don't know. And until I go back in April for my next appointment, they'll be able to tell me more, because they'll be able to tell me if it's progressed. And then I'll know more about how, you know, where my vision stands.
Can you detect changes in your vision? Do you know that it's getting worse?
I keep thinking possibly it has in my right eye, but I don't know if it's now that I'm aware of it, because obviously I can see my blind spots. I can, if I come out of outside into the inside and the room's slightly darker, my whole central vision just moves about. It moves like, imagine if you throw a stone on water, it's almost like that. And I just think, how did I not notice that last year? Is this something that has it got worse? Is that why I'm only just noticing it? Or do I know now and I'm noticing it? So I don't know. I don't know.
Very often, I mean, I can't imagine what it's like, but, what, you know, if you've got something like a floater, for instance, your brain learns that it's there and just ignores it after a while. Will that happen with you, or is it just, it's literally a blind spot?
I think it's, if you imagine, if you're wearing glasses and you were to drop two drops of water on your glasses and you would happen to look through that water, but you could see round the outside of, your, of the water, but you couldn't see anything through it. And that is how I would describe Stargardt's. So yeah, it's it obviously affects your central, and I will retain the peripheral, but yeah, it's just,
well, listen, you've been very brave coming to tell me all about it. Thank you very much. And I'm sure if there are people listening who are similarly affected, they'd like to know about the support group. So how can they find out more about it?
Yeah, well, my husband actually made me up a website, because it wasn't very easy to find yesterday on Facebook, because it is a Facebook group. But he's made me a website called katiesvision.co.uk. So you can put that in your web browser and it will take you to my website. And then there's a tab for the support group and it will take you straight to the Facebook page. Or you can go on Facebook and you can put in UK support group for Stargardt's and it should bring it up. But it is for juvenile macular dystrophies as well, so it's not just for Stargardt's, because there aren't any groups for other juvenile macular dystrophies either, like Best disease and stuff. So I just thought I would mainly do it for Stargardt's, but other people are welcome to join with other juvenile macular disease, and it's also for parents as well.
Great. So just give us that website again.
It's katiesvision.co.uk, and that will take you to the tab that says support group, and you can click on that.
It's been a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Katie Burrell.